Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something a little different, very focused. We're taking one single targeted sentence, a strategic finding, really, and we're just going to spend our time together pulling apart every single implication it has.
Yeah, and I love this kind of exercise. It really forces you to go beyond, you know, the surface level jargon.
Exactly, to get at the mechanism of change that the source material is describing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the statement for today's deep dive. It's this. A la carte agent options expand access to local expertise. Now, if you're the learner and you're trying to really understand the operational shifts happening right now, that sentence, well, it's the whole map.
It does sound deceptively simple, doesn't it? Our whole mission here is to give you that rapid, thorough understanding of what this really means for budgets, for strategy, for how you get knowledge from here on out.
Right. So we're going to break this down into three parts. First, the mechanism itself. What in the world are a la carte agent options?
And why that specific phrasing?
Then second, the asset. What's the real value of this local expertise? Why is it so hard to get? And finally, the outcome. How does this whole structure lead to an expansion of access?
I think what you're seeing in just that one phrase is a huge pivot. It signals a pretty definitive move away from these big, slow, generalized services.
The old way.
The old way. Towards something that's modular, on demand, and just precise.
Okay, let's jump right into that precision, the nuts and bolts of it, the mechanism. Why did the source use the phrase a la carte? I mean, why not just standard services or bundled offerings?
Well, the term itself is the insight. A la carte immediately screams, you know, modularity, customization, and really critically, unbundling.
Ah.
When organizations used to buy services, they were almost always forced into these big bundles. You paid for a 5-module software suite, even if you only really needed 2 of its functions.
It's that classic vendor lock-in problem, isn't it? The old model was like buying the entire multi-volume encyclopedia set.
Exactly.
Whether you needed all 26 letters or not. So a la carte is like picking out just the one chapter you need for this one project.
That's a perfect analogy. And this whole structure, it speaks directly to efficiency. You're paying for precisely the tool you need, nothing more. No overhead from all the extra stuff.
Okay, let's talk about the second part of that mechanism, then. Agent options. When I hear that, I might think of, you know, human consultants. But are we only talking about people here?
That's a really crucial clarification. And look, while some of these agents can be human experts, you know, fractional expertise.
Right.
Increasingly in this context, they're specialized autonomous microservices. Think of them as AI models.
So targeted digital tools.
Precisely. They're like knowledge processors trained on incredibly narrow data sets. So, for example, regional consumer tax law for a small market in Europe or the specific zoning regulations for one single city district. They aren't built for these broad, expensive functions, just one hyper-specific task.
Okay, but here's where it gets interesting for me and maybe a little tricky. If I'm using, say, 10 different a la carte agents for 10 little micro tasks, how do I make sure they all work together?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't swapping one giant system for 10 tiny ones just create a new kind of headache, a complexity headache?
That's a totally fair question. It raises this essential point about implementation. But what the source material suggests is that the strategic gain is just.
Mm-hmm.
It's so big, it outweighs that operational friction.
Oh, so.
The key is standardization. Because these agents are so task-specific, the integration effort is actually pretty minimal. You're usually using them to solve one isolated problem, like processing a document or calculating some nuanced fee. You avoid that monumental task of trying to integrate massive enterprise systems.
So the flexibility of the agent is what lets you, the learner, essentially jump the line.
Yes.
Instead of spending months building a team or procuring some massive contract, you just deploy a tiny target solution instantly. You bypass the whole information bottleneck.
You're absolutely trading some management complexity for speed and cost reduction. You get surgical precision in your knowledge deployment, and that's the immediate strategic win.
So we've got the how, this modular targeted mechanism, but we need to turn to the what. What is this valuable asset we're trying to unlock? And that brings us to local expertise.
Local expertise is really the core value proposition. And we have to be clear. Local doesn't just mean geography.
Okay.
It implies specificity, deep context. It's knowledge that is niche and usually very resistant to being captured in some big global generalized report.
Can you give us a concrete example? Why is this local knowledge so important, but also historically so scarce?
Sure. Let's think about a regulatory environment. General knowledge is knowing that, say, the United States has federal tax law.
Right, broad strokes.
Local expertise is knowing the specific municipal code in Austin, Texas, for environmental impact fees on new commercial kitchens, a code that might have just been updated 3 weeks ago.
That is the difference between general direction and truly actionable intelligence.
It's exactly right. That type of deep, hyper-specific knowledge is, well, it's traditionally been impossible to scale.
Yeah.
And prohibitively expensive to get quickly. You'd have to hire some high-priced expert on retainer for months just to answer that one niche question.
That deep local knowledge is the real differentiator, is what stops you from making huge operational mistakes. If general knowledge is a city blueprint, local expertise is the little handwritten note in the margin that says where the actual utility line is.
Yes, and that often contradicts the main drawing. This scarcity has created real systemic risk for businesses. They've been forced to operate without this intelligence because the cost of getting it for every single market was just astronomical, so they relied on generalized assumptions.
So this modular approach, it just shatters that cost barrier. Why is the specific type of niche expertise so perfect for a la carte delivery?
Because the nature of it is often very narrow and data intensive. It thrives in a modular system. The agent doesn't need to be some general purpose machine. It just needs to be perfectly trained on that one niche data set.
The Austin Zoning Code.
The Austin Zoning Code, exactly. Unbundling allows the knowledge itself to be delivered without all the mandatory overhead from a big firm that traditional bundling created.
So you're turning that niche intelligence from this high-cost luxury item, you know, only for huge firms, into something you can just call on when you need it.
And the strategic consequence of that is fascinating. You move from a risk strategy based on generalized compliance to one based on granular specific compliance. You instantly reduce your exposure.
Okay, so if we accept that this incredibly valuable, scarce asset local expertise is now being packaged up efficiently by these modular agents, what's the ultimate consequence? That brings us to our third part, expansion of access.
Access here, it means something much more profound than just availability. Mm-hmm. It really implies democratization. The friction, the cost of getting specialized information, it's all just collapsing.
So explain the bottleneck. Who couldn't get this knowledge before?
Well, previously, if you needed specialized regulatory knowledge in five different niche markets, you might have had to retain a massive global consulting firm for millions.
Or spend months on your own research.
Right. And that just put that level of detail out of reach for smaller companies, mid-market players, or even, you know, a specialized department inside a big company that didn't control the main budget.
So expansion of access means this intelligence is now there for the startup targeting a niche market or the product team that needs very specific supply chain info. The barrier to entry for strategic intelligence just plummets.
Absolutely. And think about the budget implications for you, the listener. Intelligence that might have needed a $50,000 study is now accessible instantly for a tiny microfee.
It shifts from a capital expenditure to an operational one.
Precisely. The a la carte agent is the engine. The local expertise is the fuel. And this expansion of access, that's the speed you get as a result. Speed is the new advantage.
So if you connect all three parts, the modular agents, the local expertise, and this outcome, the implication is that specialized knowledge just isn't bottlenecked anymore.
Exactly. The flexibility is what's driving the growth and the availability of that hyper-specific expertise.
This points to a fundamental change in how knowledge is distributed. We're moving away from a model of scarcity, where knowledge was power only for those who could afford these huge bundles.
Towards a future of abundance and precise modular selection. Operational strategy is changing. It's no longer about building these massive general knowledge libraries.
It's about grabbing the right targeted expert agent at the exact moment you need it.
Maximizing both efficiency and accuracy.
It's a complete flip of the old model. Instead of having to justify the cost of a giant one-size-fits-all solution, now you're just accountable for deploying the most specific targeted tool you can find for that one problem.
Yeah, the focus is no longer on the volume of data you can get. It's about how accurately, how quickly, and how affordably you can select that one critical piece of expertise.
Okay, let's pull this all together. We started with one tight sentence. A la carte agent options expand access to local expertise. And we've confirmed this is a major operational shift. It's all driven by this strategic unbundling.
The core finding is that these customized modular a la carte services are basically engineered to democratize and just explode the availability. That's the expansion of access of this highly specific context-aware knowledge. the local expertise.
Right. The era of paying a huge premium for bulky general information is it's fading fast. Future success is all about the precise, cost-effective procurement of knowledge. Specificity over bulk.
And this shift, it just validates the idea that the real competitive advantage today is found in the niche, the highly contextual, the specific, and the system is finally designed to deliver it efficiently.
So since the source points so clearly to this successful expansion of access, here is the provocative thought for you to consider. What industry, what functional area, or what market niche currently relies most heavily on that slow, expensive, bundled, generalized knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Because that industry, that will be the first one to be fundamentally transformed by this newly accessible, unbundled local knowledge. That's the key question for you to really think about after this.
Yeah, if you can find where the pain of scarcity is highest right now, you know exactly where this trend is going to hit first and hardest.
Until next time, keep digging into the details.